for the same reasons. San Francisco's move to become the first U.S. city to ban the authorities from using face recognition also gives us food for thought. Face recognition certainly has its immense positive functions, but its infringement on personal privacy and the risk of potential leakage of personal information are also obvious. It is both a good weapon for combating crime and a double-edged sword. It can be used for the good of people by enhancing livelihood and public security, but it can also be used for surveillance of people. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pulse editorial brought to you by Calvin Tang, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College HKCC PolyU.